Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, did you see the Energy and Commerce Committee's mid-session review report?
I did. To anyone who has not seen it, I certainly recommend reading it. We've done a lot this year, and all of it has been about finding ways to help people. I have conducted more than 70 hearings on more than 20 bills approved by the House, including two of my own bills, the Improving Regulatory Transparency for New Medical Therapies Act and the Increasing Regulatory Fairness Act.
Could you tell us about those two bills?
Yes, the Improving Regulatory Transparency Act for New Medical Therapies would improve the transparency and consistency of the Drug Enforcement Agency, or DEA, review of pharmaceuticals. Under current rules, there's no deadline for the DEA to make a scheduling decision. Delays in DEA decisions have increased significantly in recent years. In 1999, the average time between FDA approval and the DEA's final scheduling was 49.3 days. By the end of 2013, the average approval time had risen to 237.6 days. My bill would require DEA to schedule new drugs no later than 90 days after they are approved and when it receives the FDA's scheduling recommendation, whichever comes later. After receiving FDA's recommendation, DEA would continue to conduct its own analysis prior to scheduling the drug, but would now be subject to a deadline for their process. Since 1996, the DEA has not made any scheduling decision for a new drug that was contrary to the FDA recommendation. My other bill, the Increasing Regulatory Fairness Act, would lengthen the comment period on any changes to Medicare Advantage plan payment rates. Our bill would ensure that the annual comment period lasts at least 30 days and lasts at least 45 days following any methodological changes by the secretary. And this will give the 15 million seniors on Medicare Advantage and their doctors more time to make smarter health choices. It's important to review the work we've been doing and resolve to finish the job the rest of the year, the rest of the Congress. We've been productive already, and we will continue to work hard to enact the people's priorities into common sense laws.
What else is going on in Washington?
Well, I spent most of my week going around the district in Pennsylvania. For me to do my job of representing the people, I have to listen. And next week I'll attend the 42nd annual Elizabethtown Fair. Across Pennsylvania, we have 109 state fairs, but this one stands out as a special one. For 42 years, the Elizabethtown Fair has been an occasion for us to gather as a community to strengthen those bonds which unite us. And today, Lancaster County is the United States capital of organic farms. The rural beauty of Lancaster County attracts tourism from Europe and China and all across the world. Lancaster County has a thriving economy with the second lowest unemployment level in Pennsylvania. Agriculture is a major reason for that economic success. Lancaster County's farmers provide milk for 10.6 million people every year, eggs for 9 million, chickens for 3.6 million, and pork for 2.2 million. Lancaster County's farms generate over $1 billion in revenue every year. All this while over 99% of Lancaster's farms are family-owned, and Lancaster leads the nation in preservation of farmland. Lancaster's farms are a national treasure, and our fairs show it. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to see in person the contributions to our community that our farmers make on a daily basis. The 16th District has many assets which support our community. Farmers benefit all of us in Pennsylvania, just as Pennsylvania's economic development benefits our entire country.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, we've got a lot of good news in Pennsylvania. I'd like to mention two things this week. The first is that the Department of Health and Human Services has announced that it will be granting a National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health training grant to Millersville University. These grants are used to support undergraduate and graduate training in a single discipline. Millersville is one of the many excellent institutions of higher learning which benefit our community, and I'm pleased that HHS recognizes this with its investment. The second is that on August 20th, Mountjoy unveiled its new water pump. It was a privilege for me to be there for the ribbon cutting, and after 9 months of construction, the old antiquated water main has been relocated. A larger capacity pump station in its place means a more dependable, more sustainable water supply. It will help keep people safe by aiding in fire protection efforts. All of Mountjoy, whether the business community or residents, will benefit.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.